The future looks bright for Louis Griffin. The 15-year-old from Ennis Diamond has been selected by Munster Boxing to represent his province and indeed his country in an international box cup next weekend in Poland. Seven other countries will also compete in the Carpathian Cup. The Kilfenora club boxer will be travelling with a team of six other Irish champions. I'm delighted to say that Louis Griffin joins us in studio along with one of his coaches, Robert Cassidy. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you.
Morning,
Alan. Morning.
Thanks very much for coming in. Louis, so talented for one so young. It always annoys me being over the hill and having no talent at all when I meet someone who's 15 and is really good at something. How did you get into boxing? Like, I guess when I was growing up, you still had the likes of, you know, Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield and these guys, or Michael Carruth won a gold medal when I was a teenager. Who do you look up to? Who are your idols?
Well, there's kind of two different scenes in boxing. There's the amateur scene, which is what I do, and there's the professional scene. But I suppose in the amateur scene is probably Gabriel Dawson from Olympic Boxing Club, because I'm always training with him and he's a very good boxer.
Okay, so you're learning all the essentials from him. And you know, because amateur boxing is such a big deal for Ireland and we're so good at it, and indeed when it comes to the Olympics, we always pin our medal hopes on the boxers and now the rowers as well. You know, have you, over the last few Olympics, have any of the performances of the Katie Taylors or the Michael Conlans or Paddy Barneses, have they kind of captured your imagination?
Yeah, I think Katie Taylor is an exceptional boxer, and I thought Michael Conlan was very good as well. He was very unlucky. And
unlucky is an understatement. Yeah. He would say he was robbed. Mm. How long have you been boxing?
Since I was 9 or 10, I think.
9 or 10, okay. Mm. And have you when you were 9 or 10? Did you start going to the Kilfenora Boxing Club, or
yeah,
you know,
I've always been with the Kilfenora Boxing Club? Yeah,
very good. Okay, so Robert, he's been boxing for 5 or 6 years. Where do you reckon he's at the moment? I mean, if he's going to the Carpathian Cup and he's an Irish champion, he's clearly got something about him.
Yeah, well, there every now and again, somebody comes along that just has it all, has ability, has the talent, and has the engine to carry it out, and Louis has that, and he's going from strength to strength. You know, he had 4 fights last year to win the Munster Championship. There was no question about any of them. And then he had 3 fights, one day after another, to win the Irish title. And he really was the underdog going into the final. Everybody expected the Nassem that he was boxing to come out on top, because of COVID, boxing had kind of closed down, but they had taken some boxers to Europe, and he was one of them because he was kind of the shining light in Dublin. And Louis got in the ring and just never gave him a chance. He just never settled and got to his own game, you know. So Louis has a bright future in amateur boxing.
And I mean, maybe it's, you know, every person is different, Robert, and every, I suppose, boxer is different. But, you know, when you saw Louis coming in, was the talent evident straight away? Or, you know, for some people, they have to work at it, and then over time, they become, you know, the talent that they eventually become.
Yeah, well, you know, the old, what they say there, the cream comes to the top. You can see it fairly well straight away. But we have a different ethos in the Kilfenora Boxing Club. We concentrate more on technique, and it's really about confidence building and character building. So we start off with, you know, the old system in boxing was to throw everybody into the ring and see who came out at the other end, and then concentrate on training them. Whereas with our system, you come in, everybody comes in, and they start off to learn technique and learn defence and learn respect. And nobody gets in the ring until they have all those, you know, under their belt. But you can see very fast who, you know, who's going to get there. And Louis, you know, it was obvious that Louis was going to be one of the lads. Now we have quite a few other lads in the club that we're very happy with. They haven't, you know, because of COVID, you see a lot of the boxing it hasn't been running as it should have been. So we're hoping this year now to have a couple of more lads that are following the same lines as Louis.
Well, that'd be great for Clare, Munster, and Ireland, that's for sure. I'm always fascinated. I mean, I'm someone who loves sports, or most sports anyway. Sorry if you're into cricket, I don't get it. You know, individual sports, like team sports, like the World Cup is on at the moment. I'm a big soccer fan. And, you know, obviously every one of those 11 players, Louis, they have to do their job. But, you know, if some player isn't up to standard, you're hopeful the other 10 will perform to a sufficient standard that his errors aren't as evident.
Yeah.
But like golf and boxing, now I know you have Robert and other coaches in your corner, you have your trainers and so on, but it's just you in the ring, and you know, it's just you on the golf course if you're a golfer. How do you keep that kind of, keep cool or keep calm in your fights? Or are you ever, it sounds from what Robert's saying, like you're fairly kind of a cool customer. Does that just come naturally to you?
Well, I'd be fairly nervous for fights, but I'd usually use that to kind of get a bit more energy in the ring even. And it's a great help having Robert and Patrick and Quayle in my corner, because they know so much about boxing and everything. And they help me every step of the way.
I'm just looking at you and kind of going, God, you look so young, and you don't look like somebody who could knock my lights out, but there's no doubt you could. I mean, is it, what weight division do you find? You have 54 kilos?
Yeah.
Okay. When you go to this competition now, do you have an idea of what the other nations, the kind of equality that you're going to face?
Yeah, well, if it's anything like last time, it'll definitely be a high standard, and no fella would ever come over from another country if they weren't a high standard, you know?
Yeah, very true. And Robert, the Carpathian Cup in Poland, so there's 8 countries competing. There's obviously ourselves, it's Munster or Ireland. What other nations are going to be represented at this competition? Is it one of the bigger youth boxing tournaments?
Yeah, it's something new that they've just started. And so we don't know an awful lot about it just yet. But it is, Italy will be there. Ukraine will be there. So all the good boxing countries of Europe will be attending. So we're expecting it to be a good learning experience for Louis. It depends on how he gets on, who he meets and that. But it's going to be a great learning experience for him. But of course, he has, as he said, he has Quayle and McCormack. We've also had the recognition that Quayle and McCormack, one of our coaches who was an Irish champion herself and has gone through the high performance system, has been picked to coach or to corner the boxers going to Hungary. So that's a great achievement for the club as well, and for Quayle. Her father Patrick obviously has been in the club since it started in 1979, so but it is a great achievement and a great recognition.
And just on what I was asking Louis there, Robert, as one of his coaches, is it hard ahead of a tournament like this to, like in other sports, soccer, whatever it might be, you can scout the future opponent at this level, at youth level? Is it hard to kind of scout whoever Louis and the other boxers might come up against, because you either you're not aware of them, or if you've heard the name, you've just heard the name, you mightn't have be able to see footage of their previous fights or anything like that?
Yeah, that is an obstacle, what you do is you get them prepared as good as they can, and if you have someone like Louis, he does come back to the corner and listens to what he's saying. We're sitting in the corner with just doing nothing, so it's easy for us to see what he should be doing and explaining it to him, but Louis takes that on board very well. Other boxers really, it takes long. Like when you think about it, you've got 6 minutes to get your act together. You have 6 minutes before the whole thing is over. And like you say, in football or soccer or whatever, you've got the 35 minutes, and you've got 14 other players that you can blame. In boxing, there's nobody else in the ring. There's no corners, there's only 4 ropes. So everything is visible. So you have to, your inner character has to be there and has to be strong if you're going to perform. But Louis has that. He's cool and he can adapt very quickly.
So what is the format of the Carpathian Cup, Louis? Is it kind of start off a last 16, quarterfinal, semifinals, final, or how does it work?
I think it's a 3-day tournament. So depending on the draw, if there's 8 boxers in your category, you'd definitely be boxing 3 days. But if there's a bit less, then you might only be boxing 2 or 3 days. So it should start off with a quarterfinal on the Friday, and semis Saturday, and finals Sunday, if I get there.
There's no if about it, given the your quality. We've no doubt you'll be in the final. Not putting pressure on you or anything, but I'm pretty sure you'll get there. Well, look, I mean, even aside from you love boxing and that, and for you as well, Robert, I mean, it's great experience to be travelling to these tournaments and going to other countries and, seeing how other boxers learn, or what techniques their trainers try and bestow upon them.
Yeah, that is the good thing about going to boxing with Munster. He will have different coaches. There'll be different styles in Europe. So everything you learn, you know, it's all about experience and the amount of experience that Louis will gather over the next whatever weekend or, you know, week will really stand to him when it comes back to achieving in life and in, you know, in Ireland in boxing.
Okay, well, we wish you the very best of luck. I don't think you're going to need too much luck, but we'll have the fingers crossed for you, and do let us know how you get on at the tournament. Louis Griffin and Robert Cassidy, a big thank you to both of you for joining me in studio today, and I hope your trip to Poland is a very, very fruitful one, and for the other Irish champions who are going as well. It's 08.